उत्साहान् निश्चयाद्धैर्याद् तत्तत् कर्म प्रवर्तनात् संगत्यागात् सतो वृत्ते षद्भिर्भक्ति प्रसिद्ध्यति।
There are six principles favorable to the execution of pure devotional service. 1. Being enthusiastic. 2. Endeavoring with confidence. 3. Being patient. 4. Acting according to the regulative principles, such as Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, hearing, chanting, and remembering Krishna. 5. Abandoning the association of non-devotees. And 6. Following in the footsteps of the previous acharyas. These six principles undoubtedly assure the complete success of pure devotional service. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Devotional service is not a matter of sentimental speculation or imaginative ecstasy. Its substance is practical activity. Srila Rupa Goswami, in his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, has defined devotional service as follows: Anyabhilasita sunyam jnana karmadi anavritam anukulyena krishnanu silanam bhaktir uttama. Uttama bhakti, or unalloyed devotion unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, involves the rendering of devotional service in a way that is favorable to the Lord. This devotional service should be freed from any extraneous motive and devoid of all fruitive karma, impersonal gyan, and all other selfish desires. Bhakti is a sort of cultivation. As soon as we say cultivation, we must refer to activity. Cultivation of spirituality does not mean sitting down idly for meditation, as some pseudo-yogis teach. Such idle meditation may be good for those who have no information of devotional service, and for this reason, it is sometimes recommended as a way to check distracting materialistic activities. Meditation means stopping all nonsensical activities, at least for the time being. Devotional service, however, not only puts an end to all nonsensical mundane activities, but also engages one in meaningful devotional activities. Sri Prahlad Maharaj recommends Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Padasevanam Archanam Vandanam Dasyam Sakyam Atmani Vedanam. The 9 processes of devotional service are as follows. 1. Hearing the name and glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. 2. Chanting His glories. 3. Remembering the Lord. 4. Serving the Lord's feet. 5. Worshipping the deity. 6. Offering obeisances unto the Lord. 7. Acting as the Lord's servant. 8. Making friends with the Lord. And 9. Surrendering oneself fully to the Lord. Shravanam, or hearing, is the first step in acquiring transcendental knowledge. One should not give oral reception to unauthorized persons, but should approach the proper person, as recommended in Bhagavad Gita 4:34. Tad vidi pranipatena pariprashnena sevaya upadeksyanti te jnanam jnaninas tattvadarshina. Just try to learn the truth by approaching a spiritual master. Inquire from him submissively and render service unto him. The self-realized soul can impart knowledge unto you because he has seen the truth. It is further recommended in the Mundaka Upanishad, Tadvignyartham sa gurum eva bikachet. To understand the transcendental science, one must approach a bona fide spiritual master. Thus, the method of submissively receiving transcendental, confidential knowledge is not merely based on mental speculation. In this regard, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Rupa Goswami, Brahmanda Brahmate Kon Bhagyavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasade Paya Bhakti Lata Bij. In the course of traversing the universal creation of Brahma, some fortunate soul may receive the seed of Bhakti Lata, the creeper of devotional service. This is all by the grace of Guru and Krishna. Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, 19.151. The material world is a place of confinement for the living entities, who are by nature anandamaya, pleasure-seeking. They actually want to be freed from the confinement of this world, of conditional happiness. But not knowing the process of liberation, they are bound to transmigrate from one species of life to another, and from one planet to another. In this way, the living entities are wandering throughout the material universe. When, by good fortune, one comes in contact with a pure devotee and hears from him patiently, one begins to follow the path of devotional service. Such an opportunity is offered to a person who is sincere. The International Society for Krishna Consciousness is giving such a chance to humanity at large. If by fortune one takes advantage of this opportunity to engage in devotional service, the path of liberation immediately opens. One should accept this opportunity to return home, back to Godhead, very enthusiastically. Without enthusiasm, one cannot be successful. Even in the material world, one has to be very enthusiastic in his particular field of activity in order to become successful. A student, businessman, artist, or anyone else who wants success in his line must be enthusiastic. Similarly, one has to be very enthusiastic in devotional service. Enthusiasm means action. But action for whom? The answer is that one should always act for Krishna. Krishnarthai kila chesta, from the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. In all phases of life, one has to perform devotional activities under the direction of the spiritual master in order to attain perfection in bhakti yoga. It is not that one has to confine or narrow one's activities. Krishna is all-pervading. Therefore, nothing is independent of Krishna. As Krishna himself states in the Bhagavad Gita 9.4, Maya tatam idam sarvam jagat avyakta murtina matstani sarvabhutani nachaham teshu avastitaha. By me, in my unmanifested form, this entire universe is pervaded. All beings are in me, but I am not in them. Under the direction of the bona fide spiritual master, one has to make everything favorable for Krishna's service. For example, at present we are using a dictaphone. The materialist who invented this machine intended it for businessmen or writers of mundane subjects. He certainly never thought of using the dictaphone in God's service. But we are using this dictaphone to write Krishna conscious literature. Of course, the manufacturer of the dictaphone is wholly within the energy of Krishna. All parts of the instrument, including the electronic functions, are made from different combinations and interactions of the five basic types of material energy, namely Bhumi, Jal, Agni, Vayu, and Akash. The inventor used his brain to make this complicated machine, and his brain as well as the ingredients, were supplied by Krishna. According to the statement of Krishna, Matsthani Sarva Bhutani, everything is depending on my energy. Thus, the devotee can understand that since nothing is independent of Krishna's energy, everything should be dovetailed in his service. Endeavor executed with intelligence in Krishna consciousness is called utsaha, or enthusiasm. The devotees find the correct means by which everything can be utilized in the service of the Lord. Nirbandha Krishna Sambande Yuktam Vairagyam Uchate. The execution of devotional service is not a matter of idle meditation, but practical action in the foreground of spiritual life. These activities must be executed with patience. One should not be impatient in Krishna consciousness. Indeed, this Krishna consciousness movement was started single-handedly, and in the beginning, there was no response. But because we continued to execute our devotional activities with patience, people gradually began to understand the importance of this movement, and now they are eagerly participating. One should not be impatient in discharging devotional service, but should take instructions from the spiritual master and execute them with patience, depending on the mercy of Guru and Krishna. The successful execution of Krishna conscious activities requires both patience and confidence. A newly married girl naturally expects offspring from her husband, but she cannot expect to have them immediately after marriage. Of course, as soon as she is married, she can attempt to get a child, but she must surrender to her husband, confident that her child would develop and be born in due time. Similarly, in devotional service, surrender means that one has to become confident. The devotee thinks, Avashya Rakshibe Krishna. Krishna will surely protect me and give me help for the successful execution of devotional service. This is called confidence. As already explained, one should not be idle, but should be very enthusiastic about executing the regulative principles. Tat tat karma pavartanat. Neglect of the regulative principles will destroy devotional service. In this Krishna consciousness movement, there are four basic regulative principles: forbidding illicit sex, meat eating, gambling, and intoxication. A devotee must be very enthusiastic about following these principles. If he becomes slack in following any of them, his progress will certainly be checked. Srila Rupa Goswami therefore recommends tat tat karma pavartanat. One must strictly follow the regulative principles of Vaidhi Bhakti. In addition to these four prohibitions, yama, there are positive regulative principles, niyama, such as daily chanting of 16 rounds on japamala beads. These regulative principles must be faithfully performed with enthusiasm. This is called tat-tat karma pavartana, or varied engagement in devotional service. Furthermore, in order to be successful in devotional service, one must give up the association of undesirable people. This includes karmis, gyanis, yogis, and other non-devotees. Once, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was asked by one of his householder devotees about the general principles of Vaishnavism, as well as the general routine activities of the Vaishnav. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately replied, Asat Sanga Tyaga, a Vaishnav Achar. Characteristically, a Vaishnav is one who gives up the association of worldly people or non-devotees. Srila Narottam Das Thakur has therefore recommended Tandera Charana Sevi Bhakta Sannivas. One has to live in the company of pure devotees and execute the regulative principles laid down by the previous Acharyas, the six Goswamis, namely Sri Rupa Goswami, Sri Sanatan Goswami, Sri Jiva Goswami, Sri Raghunath Das Goswami, Sri Gopal Bhatta Goswami and Sri Raghunath Bhatta Goswami. If one lives in the association of devotees, there is little chance of associating with non-devotees. The International Society for Krishna Consciousness is opening many centers just to invite people to live in the company of devotees and practice the regulative principles of spiritual life. Devotional service means transcendental activities. On the transcendental platform, there is no contamination by the three modes of material nature. This is called Vishuddhasattva, the platform of pure goodness, or goodness freed from contamination by the qualities of passion and ignorance. In this Krishna consciousness movement, we require that everyone rise early in the morning, by 4 a.m., and attend Mangal Artik, or morning worship. Then, read Srimad Bhagavatam, perform kirtan, and so forth. Thus, we hold continuous activities in devotional service 24 hours daily. This is called satovritti, or following in the footsteps of the previous acharyas, who expertly filled every moment of time with Krishna-conscious activities. If one strictly follows the advice given in this verse by Srila Rupa Goswami, namely, being enthusiastic, being confident, being patient, giving up the association of unwanted persons, following the regulative principles, and remaining in the association of devotees, one is sure to advance in devotional service. In this regard, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur remarks that the cultivation of knowledge by philosophical speculation, the collection of mundane opulence by the advancement of fruitive activities, and the desire for yoga siddhis, material perfections, are all contrary to the principles of devotional service. One has to become thoroughly callous to such non-permanent activities and turn his attention instead to the regulative principles of devotional service. According to Bhagavad Gita 2.69, Yanisha sarvabhutanam tasyam jagarti samyami yasyam jagrati bhutani sanisha pasyute mune. What is night for all beings is the time of awakening for the self-controlled, and the time of awakening for all beings is night for the introspective sage. Engagement in the devotional service of the Lord is the life and soul of the living entity. It is the desired goal and supreme perfection of human life. One has to become confident about this, and one also has to be confident that all activities other than devotional service, such as mental speculation, fruitive work, or mystic endeavor, will never yield any enduring benefit. Complete confidence in the path of devotional service will enable one to attain his desired goal. But attempting to follow other paths will only succeed in making one restless. In the seventh canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is stated, one must be calmly convinced that those who have given up devotional service to engage in severe austerities for other purposes are not purified in their minds, despite their advanced austerities, because they have no information of the transcendental loving service of the Lord. It is further stated in the seventh canto, although mental speculators and fruitive actors may perform great austerities and penances, they still fall down because they do not have information about the lotus feet of the Lord. The devotees of the Lord, however, never fall down. In Bhagavad Gita 9.31, the Supreme Personality of Godhead assures Arjuna, Kauteya pratidanihi name bhakta pranashyati. O son of Kunti, declare it boldly that my devotee never perishes. Again, in Bhagavad Gita 2.40, Krishna says, Nehab ikrama nashosti, patyavayo navidyate, svalpamapyasa dharmasya trayate mahato bayat. In this endeavor, there is no loss or diminution, and a little advancement on this path can protect one from the most dangerous type of fear. Devotional service is so pure and perfect that once having begun, one is forcibly dragged to the ultimate success. Sometimes a person will give up his ordinary material engagement and, out of sentiment, take shelter at the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord and thus begin the preliminary execution of devotional service. Even if such an immature devotee falls down, there is no loss on his part. On the other hand, what is the gain of one who executes his prescribed duties according to his varna and ashram, but does not take to devotional service? Although a fallen devotee may take his next birth in a low family, his devotional service will nonetheless resume from where it left off. Devotional service is ahaituki apratihata. It is not the effect of any mundane cause, nor can it be terminated by any mundane cause or permanently curtailed by any material interruption. Therefore, a devotee should be confident about his engagement and should not be very interested in the activities of the karmis, gyanis, and yogis. There are certainly many good qualities among fruitive actors, philosophical speculators, and mystic yogis. But all good qualities automatically develop in the character of a devotee. No extraneous endeavor is needed. As confirmed in the Srimad Bhagavatam 5.18.12, all the good qualities of the demigods manifest progressively in one who has developed pure devotional service. Because a devotee is not interested in any material activity, he does not become materially contaminated. He is immediately situated on the platform of transcendental life. However, one who engages in mundane activity, be he a so-called jnani, yogi, karmi, philanthropist, nationalist, or whatever, cannot attain the higher stage of Mahatma. He remains a Duratma, or cripple-minded person. According to Bhagavad Gita 9.13, Mahatmanas tu mam partha daivim prakritim ashritaha bhajanti ananyamanaso gyatva buddhitim avyayam. O son of Prita, those who are not deluded, the great souls, are under the protection of the divine nature. They are fully engaged in devotional service because they know me as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, original and inexhaustible. Since the devotees of the Lord are under the protection of His Supreme Potency, they should not deviate from the path of devotional service and take to the path of the karmi, jnani, or yogi. This is called Utsahan Nistad Daryat Tat Tat Karma Pavartanat. Enthusiastically executing the regulative activities of devotional service with patience and confidence. In this way, one can advance in devotional service without hindrance.